Biden's DHS funnels $350 million to illegal aliens released into U.S. communities. By John Binder on March 2, 2023. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is funneling hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to border crossers and illegal aliens directly released into American communities after arriving at the United States-Mexico border. This week, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced that the agency would be spending some $350 million on the Emergency Food and Shelter Program, specifically to fund support services for border crossers and illegal aliens arriving in various U.S. towns and cities. Mayorkas said, "With today's funding of $350 million for the Emergency Food and Shelter Program, DHS is delivering on our commitment to provide needed support to communities across the country that receive non-citizens who are in immigration enforcement proceedings," emphasis added. Already, DHS has spent $75 million to fund costs incurred by localities and non-governmental organizations through the program. The taxpayer funds were authorized by Congress, and the figure is set to rise to $800 million in social support services for newly released border crossers and illegal aliens. Biden's expansive catch-and-release network through the southern border has made the funding sources through this program possible as American communities struggle to absorb a constant stream of tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens released into the U.S. interior every month. The Heritage Foundation's oversight project revealed that a multitude of non-governmental organizations, NGOs, working with Biden's DHS, have sent tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens to all 50 states. The latest estimates, from February 2021 to January 2023, show that the Biden administration has released nearly 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.